with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great. We have a good show for you today.
Yes, welcome again to our show. This is our second week on KPLS. For those of you who didn't hear our first show, we started last week on this radio station, and we had an exciting show.
Let me first update you with some of the people you heard from the last two times. First, Barbara from Maryland. She came here because she could not walk with a small brain degeneration. The diagnosis is cerebellar ataxia. That is just a medical label for the symptom. Cerebellar means small brain. Ataxia means she could not talk. I mean, could not walk. And she went to Johns Hopkins. They went through her with a gamut of tests. Mm-hmm. And all they end up with doing is really nothing except trying to find out more name labels and what kind of diagnosis.
Right. The thing with Barbara was her MRI turned out normal. Is that correct? Her MRI was normal.
Her MRI is normal, yes. Mm-hmm. The problem is not the MRI, not the physical degeneration. Okay. Many people believe that if you go to a famous institution like Johns Hopkins, that you get the best care. But the truth is that with the more well-known institution, the more tests you will do, the more fancy the diagnosis, okay? Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that you go to a doctor, you want to get well. There is nothing that Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Princeton, or any other place except drugs, and drugs cannot get you well. So learn that. And in fact, sometimes you go to a well-known institution, you end up being more dangerous. Like last year, Johns Hopkins, they ran through a experiment with asthma and killed a healthy 23-year-old Alan Roche, who had no problem. They were testing a drug for asthma prevention. Mm-hmm. So ridiculous. She died. And recently, there was a 2.5-year-old that they overdosed on chemotherapy, and the 2.5-year-old, the kid, become deaf. So because of their fame, they are not accountable. In fact, nobody in Western medicine is accountable for their actions. So you get to be very more careful with people who are more famous.
Right. And the other person who was on our show last week was Diana, and she also went to a pretty famous institution, my alma mater, of course, UCLA.
Yes.
And she was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy, and they told her to change her career because most likely she would end up walking in a wheelchair for the rest of her life.
Diana's leg is almost normal. Mm-hmm. All the shrunken atrophic muscle now pretty much fully grown. And you know what? Blue Cross refused to pay for our treatment. I believe that all the my colleagues, especially insurance reviewer, are being threatened by the cure that they see is happening, and they want to keep the status quo, which benefits them financially.
Mm-hmm.
And Diana right now fighting the insurance company. She, the first time in 10 years, she went through all kinds of pain management, drugs, tests, all useless stuff, and the insurance company paid for it without any question.
Mm-hmm.
But when suddenly, the very first treatment, without any test, I got her pain much, much better, and within 2 weeks, you can see that the muscles start growing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after 2 months of treatment, was the first time in 10 years she went on a 2 month vacation, basically free of all the severe symptoms, allergies, mm-hmm. pain, weakness.
And she can exercise, do yoga.
Yeah, she can exercise, she can run, okay, mm-hmm. and they refuse to pay for it. Mm-hmm. This is America. How can it be?
Right. Well, for those of you who want to listen to Diana's story, she's been on our show twice. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. She was on show number 71, March 16th of 2002, and she was on last week, our first show here on KPLS, September 7th, 2002. We also had a medical student on our show last week
yes.
who had pelvic pain, painful intercourse, hormonal imbalance, irregular periods for 10 years.
And she was put on birth control pills, which is the culprit that increased her problem.
Right.
Okay, I dropped all her medication.
Right.
After the first treatment, 80-90% of pain was gone.
Right. And I think the problem is a lot of people go on birth control just without any question. My friend was on birth control, and she blew up because they thought it would regulate her periods. And, in fact, she got swollen. She was lethargic. She gained weight, and it was not a good thing.
Well, you know, one thing that we went on a trip in Europe recently, okay, I observed no obesity over there,
mm-hmm.
really. I cannot see any, not the gross obesity that we have here. One of them is the diet, that I think their food is much more normal than us. The second one is that all the meat in our country are loaded with estrogen. And then on top of the birth control pills and so forth, that's why we see so many obesity. Once you get ruined with your weight, with drugs, is very hard mm-hmm. to reduce. If you eat wrong, it's easier. But when you get ruined with steroids or estrogens,
right.
okay, it's very hard to reduce your weight.
Well, we also see girls in the United States maturing much earlier.
Yeah, premature
right.
because of puberty, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we don't have anyone on the line right now. But if you'd like to give us a call, any questions or comments, give us a call at 1-800-551-3880. If you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Tong, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
Actually, sometimes when you schedule patients, sometimes they have changed their mind. Let me just follow up with some of the other people who called last time. Linda, my sister-in-law, she developed a lupus-like arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another name that...
Well, she was diagnosed with hypertension, right?
Yes.
In January of this year.
And then she had all kinds of pain associated with it, and they put her on different kind of drugs, and she became worse. And even more, she became very, very scared because she felt like she was dying. And then when the doctor put on this extra label called lupus, okay, which is like a fatal disease, so she was so scared. So she called me at my home, and I assured her that I'll get her better. And I say, well, at that time, I didn't have much time to explain to her. So I say, why don't you call me, on Saturday? And I just kind of mentioned that I didn't expect you to call. But she did call, and I told her that I should get her better right away.
Mm-hmm.
She came last Tuesday, and right after the first treatment, she was much, much better, and she called me back the next morning thanking me because she feels that she can breathe, she's more relaxed. Her blood pressure dropped back down to normal, 130 over 80 or 130 over 74 or something like that. I told her to drop her medication, but she's nervous about that. So I say, okay, you can take it for a little bit. But the earlier you drop it, the better, because her problem, the fear, comes from a weakened kidney. And all the drugs, the more drugs you take, the more your liver and the kidney is ruined. So when you get the liver and kidney get ruined, you get your problem getting worse. So even if the drug is helping your symptoms, it's not helping your disease. You're getting worse.
That makes sense. I'm actually in the cardiovascular system right now, and we had Dr. Duber come in talking about EKGs and so forth and different treatments for, what do they call it, tachycardia, ventricular arrhythmias. And a lot of the drugs, they suppress the symptom, but a lot of the side effects of these drugs are sudden death. Now, let me ask you, would you rather have a ventricular arrhythmia or would you rather have sudden death?
Well, like I say, even if the symptoms become better, okay, the underlying problem is not being treated.
Right.
And then there's side effect of the drugs.
Right.
You know, I always use this analogy. You got a whole bunch of water stain on the wall. You can call it multiple wall stain syndrome. You can call it malignant wall stain syndrome. You can call it all kinds of fancy name. That is still a symptom. Okay. Dirty wall is what the consumer call it. Multiple wall stain syndrome is what the medical professional
right.
or the plumbing professional call it. Okay? It's a label. Okay,
mm-hmm.
They're the same thing. So you can go to your doctor with joint pain. The doctor says you have arthritis. The arthritis is not the cause of pain. Okay, so the leak in the wall, multiple wall stain syndrome, is not being treated. If you have pain over the wall, here's how you can tell. Anytime you have to take some treatment for the rest of your life, you are not doing the right. You are not giving the right treatment.
Mm-hmm.
There's no repair that require the consumer or the patient to do for the rest of life. That's not correct. Anyway, we have a caller on the line.
Yeah, let's get Michael on the line.
Yes.
Hi,
Michael. Welcome to our show.
Yes. Say, doctor, first I'd like to ask, what's your office number?
My office number is 714-556-8664.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask a question. I was wondering, I have a friend who has Parkinson's.
Yes.
Is
mm-hmm.
there anything that can be done for Parkinson's?
Yes.
Yes.
It can be cured. The earlier you can get it, the better.
Uh-huh.
Parkinson, okay? Parkinson is mostly due to stress. It's
uh-huh.
a liver and kidney problem. The shaking means that they have suppressed a lot of frustration and anger. That has to do with the liver. Liver
mm-hmm.
causes you to shake. See, when you get angry, okay, you,
mm-hmm.
people get extremely angry, they get shake. All right. Now, people who suppress it, okay,
mm-hmm.
you don't just let you suppress it and don't let it out, okay? You would store this emotional toxin for the rest of life. In fact, I'll tell you some of the other cases that I just saw yesterday. Unfortunately, they cannot get on my show today. I'll get them in later. Most of our problems come from unexpressed or unvented emotional toxins
mm-hmm.
besides physical toxin. And emotional toxin is much more dangerous or harmful than physical toxins.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have your friend and how old is your friend had the Parkinson's?
They'd be 62, and they've probably been suffering from Parkinson, you know, directly where they're taking, drugs for it.
Right.
Yes.
I think it's about a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay.
Well, that's not...
Drugs cause more problem. Remember
uh-huh.
I told you that Parkinson is actually a liver and kidney yin deficient, the
mm-hmm.
cooling power, the calming power.
Mm-hmm.
So stress reduces your calming power. You know, you
mm-hmm.
cannot be calm when you're angry, when you're frustrated.
Uh-huh.
So when you suppress it, doesn't... Unless you're totally, really, you see people that are happy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They can eat anything they want. They can smoke. And
things
they
don't bother them.
Things don't bother them.
Mm-hmm.
They're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the mind gets into the body, everything gets healed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get real stressed out, you know, they're like the type A executive,
mm-hmm.
okay? No matter what you do with your diet, your exercise, and so forth, okay? You're sick,
mm-hmm.
okay? Your friend have a whole long-term stress that caused the liver and kidney, the cooling part, become weakened.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put more drug into it, okay, you deepen the root
right,
cause of problem.
Because the liver has to detoxify the drugs, and so it just puts more
and
wear and tear on it.
The kidney has
to
excrete
clear it. Exactly.
Okay? So anytime you overload the body's organ with unnecessary function, okay, the
mm-hmm.
organ become weaker, and later on, you know, when your organ become weaker, you
mm-hmm.
become weaker.
Michael, we also had a show, if you want to check out our website, show number 49, September 15th of 2001, we had Belen, who, Henry's wife, she had Parkinson's disease.
And she was so rigid, that was like a terminal, first of all, you know, you start shaking, and the terminal stage, or advanced stage, they become so rigid. The muscle become rigid. Like when I first saw her, she would hardly move. And then she relaxed, and then she you get back on the rigidity again, it also caused me to be uneasy looking at somebody who's so uptight.
How is she doing now, Dr. Tong?
Her rigidity has all gone, but I have not helped her with the shaking that much, you know. But she can now, function more normally, enjoy life, you know, doing her own thing before she could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you want to check that out, that's show number 49, September 15th. She's it'll have a Parkinson's disease heading.
Sometimes, okay, patient can respond very fast. Mm-hmm. Like I was going to have an Alzheimer patient today on the show. This house of my patient, the symptom indicated he was pretty advanced because he couldn't tell that 2 plus 2 equal to 4. And when like 3-4 weeks ago, I asked him, what's this year? He said 1996. Okay, he is almost completely normal now. And then sometimes, you know, people respond real fast. As soon as the blockage between the mind, your true self, can enter the body, then the body become more normal. The real key that the medical profession do not know is that the human is a spirit, a living spirit. The only reason why the body is healthy is because your spirit and your mind is in the body. Your spirit and your mind is like a vibration, like channel 7, channel 2, channel 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the vibrational part of your heart, lung, liver, kidney, spleen. See, an electron is a particle, but you also have a wave, a frequency property.
Which you cannot see.
That frequency property is what we cannot detect. You cannot detect your mind except with your mind. How do you detect your mind? Is through meditation, blocking out all the five senses. And all the conventional study use the five senses, our eyes, our ear, to observe.
And the conventional treatment also focuses on the physical manifestations
exactly.
of your
disease. Exactly. So what we detect in conventional research and tests is the physical part of the universe, but not the mental and spiritual part, which shape all the events.
Well, your friend, how are his symptoms or her symptoms? Are they very severe or?
Oh, She always says, well, when my sister comes over and visits me and we have a good time and I feel better, the next day I feel much better.
Oh, you see how the emotional part, I can tell you, okay, all my treatment actually deal with the emotional part because the meridians are the mind-body junction.
Right.
So when the meridian get clear, okay, it's just like the freeway, the freeway traffic jam get blocked, they immediately get better. Yeah, I was going to have another patient that I saw yesterday, first time, a 39-year-old young man who witnessed her father die at age 13. Her father died when he was 18, choking on the blood from lung cancer. That's not a very fun thing to look at, okay? So that fear, frustration, and worry, he stored that toxin. And then throughout his life, he had been in several episodes where he observed people being shot. Like in 1988, one of his co-workers at work was shot by another co-worker. And from then on, his speech was slurred. He had severe pain, the back, the neck, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until yesterday. When after my first treatment, he speak normally, and his pain was gone. Now, I don't do this all the time. You know, some people, on younger person, easier. How old is your friend?
62.
62, that's not so bad.
Are the drugs helping her symptoms at all, or are they?
They help a little bit.
That should not be.
She just, you know, in other words, she hasn't been taking a lot of it. She takes it like when she thinks she needs it, but she just started getting to a point where she says she's going to have to take it every day.
Yes.
She should definitely come to see Dr. Tom.
Yeah, tell her to make a call because my treatment, if it doesn't work, it will work.
It doesn't work, there's no harm done.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But you improve that, like 99%.
It will most likely
some improvement with no side effects.
Right. And you have our number, right, Michael?
Yeah, I do. The second thing is I have a friend who for five years had tremendous joint pain. She's in her 50s, and she had tremendous joint pain, and she had to exercise every day or she'd lock up. And so about 18 months ago, she started into a cleanse, and she doesn't really even want to talk about it. It's so bad that she would only eliminate like once a week.
Oh.
Mm.
And she started this cleanse, and the worms that started coming out of her, they started coming out of her eyes, her nose, her ears.
The worms?
The worms.
No kidding.
She could actually see worms. I mean, they would come out of her skin.
Wow.
And actually look at her and go back in.
Really?
And she just started, and I mean, she had an 18-month battle, I mean, on this cleanse thing. She went to somebody who gave her wormwood, finally.
Yes.
And she'd take that, like, 2 weeks, and then she'd have to lay off, you know what I mean? And so she's taking
like
all these different herbs and everything, and her muscles now are much, much better. I mean, she doesn't have all this pain. I mean, every single joint in her body was very bad for 5 years. She was on all these drugs, I mean, all kinds
yes.
of drugs to kill the pain.
Mm. Yes.
And so for 18 months now, she's been fighting this thing. But at first, I mean, it was so bad. They would just pour out of her. Every single orifice of her body, the worms would come out. You could literally see them. And as I say, it would come out, and it would just, it was something awful.
Are you sure that you're not telling us a horror movie?
No, I mean, people just couldn't. I mean, people couldn't. It's like, you know, people couldn't believe it.
Yes.
And she had a very responsible job and everything.
Yeah.
How's
she doing
now?
People
just could not believe what was going on. And she's finally starting to get a handle on it. And it's just amazing. I mean, she was doing saunas and stuff, you know, to bring them out. The heat would bring them out. She'd put Vaseline on herself, I guess, all over and do things like that and keep up with the wormwood. And finally, she's starting to get a handle on it. But it was something else. She didn't want to talk about something, the worms that came out, the length and the size, everything else. I mean, it was just something terrible. Because she was eating a lot of she was eating a lot of pork that wasn't cooked properly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And a lot of different things like that. So she really got loaded, and then it hit her, as I say, real hard. And for 5 years, she was on every kind of pain pill.
How is her joint pain now?
Well, all the pain. I mean, she doesn't have to take her pain pills anymore, and
she was
radically reduced. I mean, as I say, she's getting to a point where, you know, she can actually say she's clear of it. But the doctors wouldn't believe her.
Yes.
I mean, if you go to her insurance company, she worked for the government, you know.
Yes.
And these lousy government insurance companies, I mean, they won't do anything. They'll just give you drugs.
Yes.
Right.
You know, they would not believe her.
Let me tell you why the insurance company will know, that's how I guess, would know, like Diana, okay, for 10 years. She wasted all the money, but they will pay for the drugs, they pay for tests, and they pay for chemotherapy, but they will not pay for anything that cure the patient. Number one, if the patient continue to get sick, to give them an excuse to go for a premium height, and they're more healthy person than sick person. So as a result, the insurance company get more money. The second thing is that's what I was told by adjusters that who told me, you know, some insurance executive owners, they own pharmaceutical companies. So so that, you know, if you one hand you get the money from the premium for the people, okay,
right,
and then you pay for your other investments.
Oh, sure.
So you know, it's like a vicious cycle. Everybody's doing things for money. That's what bugs me.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I mean, we spend $1 trillion a year in health care.
Yeah, look at how healthy we are.
It's ridiculous.
Look at how healthy we are. We lead the world in degenerative ailments. So, and we claim that we have the best medical care.
Mm-hmm.
For emergency situation,
right.
I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
For
definitely.
Chronic situation, which is 98-99% of the people, diabetes, cancer, high blood pressure, chronic pain, and all the complications, the medical profession, especially America, is in the bottom.
Yes.
Okay. You look at, you know, why do Barbara had to come to see me? And the week before that, I have been getting patients from all over the state all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And why do they come all the way?
Mm-hmm.
And if people truly want to, I also feel that the medical profession, even the alternative doctors, do not really want to know the truth. Not, you know, I send out a whole bunch of press releases, and hardly anybody call me back. I send my tapes, and this is the first time that I could not our patient cancel because they are not there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I got patients here, like one of the patients that is a nutritionist, 10 years. She is have severe fatigue, fibromyalgia. All kinds of problems. She had to do enemas every day, lying on the floor every single day to do enema. Okay, right? Her name is Angela. Well, find out what show was she in. And she's totally normal now. From the very first treatment on, she didn't need any enema. She need any pain pills, and she have referred me many patients. She's come from San Diego. I'll get her back on the show to show mm-hmm. that things can be long-term ailment can be cured. She only come to see me once in a while, only when she get real stressed out, and she get immediate relief.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend would benefit from my treatment
mm-hmm.
because no, sometimes you cannot blame everything on pork. Like for instance, okay, mm-hmm. if a group of people that get food poisoning, there are always a few people who have no symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is not really the worm, the bacteria, the virus, the trauma. It's how healthy the person.
How strong the person.
How much energy, we call this chi, the life from the mind and spirit. The second factor, how balanced. We are not balanced. We are too physical, both in our health and both in our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So,
Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Mm-hmm.
And you did get our number, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thanks for calling. Have
a
great
weekend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Angela was on, I'm trying to look for it.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to talk about that's in the newspaper?
Well,
there's the genetically altered food. We can.
Well, next week I'll try to get this patient that I told you that observed the father die of cancer
mm-hmm.
and to come back, and then definitely I'll get Linda on the mm-hmm. show.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Call before 2 today to make an appointment. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.